congratulations. And you guys were down 17-9 in that first period, and I thought you guys did a good job of staying the course of the game and only giving up 21 points to the Raiders the rest of the way.
Well, they come out with a lot of offense that we haven't seen before by them, as far as, you know, on the film or you know, last night. And, you know, they didn't do any of that last year and gave us a lot of trouble. We didn't communicate. You know, the post guys kind of got frustrated with, you know, the physical part down on the offensive end, and it carried down to the defensive end where we didn't do a very good job. You know, a couple of turnovers, our post guys are trying to ad-lib, and the guards are throwing the ball where the play is supposed to take us. So, you know, kind of got in trouble there early, and then, you know, made a little run and made it interesting.
And you guys get that three from Trey, left wing at the buzzer there. How big was that momentum to get into the second half?
That was nice. I mean, because, you know, you take a pretty good shot by Nemaha Valley in that first quarter and a half, then you come back and you're actually ahead at halftime. So, you know, if you can do that and adjust and, you know, you'll still come back and be ahead by a couple points, it sure takes a lot of wind out of your sails if you're on the other team.
In the second half, Drew Kite having a pretty good half there, and Brett O'Neill getting some great play, getting to the line there in that fourth quarter, especially knocking down some big free throws. And, I mean, it seemed like you guys really did a better job in that second half, kind of dissecting Nemaha Valley a little bit better.
Well, we started running offense. I mean, you know, we didn't run very much offense last night. We didn't do a very good job running offense at times today. But when we started run offense, and we got what we wanted to get done. But, you know, our kids like to play at a fast pace. And, you know, sometimes we told them it don't matter if you win a 44-38 game, 40-38. You know, at this stage of the year, what you want to do is survive and move on and get to that next level. You know, we don't care if it's 81-77 or if it's 40-38, just win and go. And, you know, they're smart kids. They realize that, you know, every now and then we have something good to say.
You bet. Well, tomorrow, state championship, third straight year, you guys playing that. It'd either be Humboldt or Silver Lake. What's kind of the mindset here for tonight and going into tomorrow? Can you stick around for that late game tonight?
The coaches will for sure. Yeah. You know, the coaches will stay around and scout. And, you know, the kids are probably, they want to go to eat at Olive Garden. They're kind of tired of a Sirloin Stockade right now, even though they really like it for lunch. So, you know, we'll let the kids go, and the coaches need to go to work.
All right. Well, congratulations. Third straight year in the title game, and thanks for joining us here.
All right. Thanks, Adam.